Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we are back again. Welcome to the show. We are back again. Yes, back again for another episode. Another exciting, informative, and thank the Most High, blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very, very thankful to the Most High again for the opportunity to be back with you. Yes, here again. Speak these very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, He has. The Most High has told me that indeed I have for Him some very important, I said very important things for Him to do. And He said to me, because of what I must do for Him, He said, yes, indeed, that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, yes, that which He has asked me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that I can be, in fact, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, and my brothers and sisters, if all possible, to destroy. Nevertheless, brothers and sisters, we who are wise and understand the promise know that the Most High has surely foreordained according to His word. I said foreordained according to His word. That indeed all things done in the darkness should come to the light. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, it is a promise of the Most High that He said He would restore the heart, the understanding of the ancient Hebrew fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. Before come, my brothers and sisters, the great and dreadful day of the Most High. And this He must do, my brothers and sisters, before or lest He comes to smite the earth with a curse. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in light of this truth, I said, in light of this truth, we should know that we have an obligation. I said, yes, my brothers and sisters, we have an obligation to seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, to the fullness of the knowledge the Most High would offer. Those of us who are wise understand what Messiah said to the leaders of His time when He said, is it not so that you err, but that you do not understand the scriptures after the power of Yah? What was He talking about, my brothers and sisters? He was talking about understanding the scriptures after the full essence of what the Most High Himself would reveal as a blessed understanding, as a blessed covenant, as a common understanding to His people. The Bible says, if the gospel is hid, it's hid to them that are lost. You read those scriptures closely, what it says is if the gospel is hid, it's hid to them who are led astray by those who handle the word of Yah deceitfully. Look at 2 Corinthians 4th chapter and understand it well. When He said to the leaders, is it not so that you err? Or is it not so that you also cause the people to be led astray? Because you do not understand the scriptures after the power of Yah. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, in that context, not understanding the scriptures in the context of knowing that if man does not discern, well, let's put it this way. If man knows what is said and not why it is said, he is still missing the point. And yes, indeed, it is imperative that none of us, I said it is imperative that none of us be found lacking. None of us be found wanting. The Most High's utmost command is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our Lord is one. Then so must also be His people. And the only way that can be is that we all seek the pure and perfect will, the pure and complete will of the one Most High, because purity and completion offers one choice. But because humanity has forgotten, or by and large sought not to discern the real impetus of the premise that says that Yah is one, and so also therefore must be is His people. And that's the love of a covenant. That's the love of the truth. That's the love of Yah. Many of my brothers and sisters have not sought the fullness of discretion that the scriptures actually require of every one of us who has made an oath unto His name. Remember, the scripture says we shall not take His name in vain, meaning we shall not take His name lightly. We shall not seek to rob Him, my brothers and sisters, or declare injustice in His name. We should seek the fullness of His will, that none be led astray. We should seek the fullness of His will, my brothers and sisters, that we are all upon the same page. We must seek the fullness of His will, my brothers and sisters, that throughout the ages, all the people of the Most High discern after one understanding. Such is it written in Romans 15, says that all that is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope, like-minded. How about one hope, my brothers and sisters? Same understanding. 1 Corinthians 1:10, in the name of the Most High. Let's all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. Consider again Romans, the 15th chapter. It finally even says around the 18th verse to bring all the nations to obedience in word and deed. We're obviously talking about a word, my brothers and sisters, that is not common among the nations. We're obviously talking about a word, my brothers and sisters, that must be recovered unto the hearts of all our people, despite the fact that many of us have not discerned just how many delusions among the nations and how many short-sighted ideals and standards have ultimately worked to keep us quite, in so many ways, knowing it or not, double-minded. Why do I say double-minded? Might sound like a hard word, but the book of Jacob, James. Like I say, King James had to stick his 2 cents in somewhere. Make himself seem like something he was not. He said to the 12 tribes scattered among the Gentiles, be out there among the Gentiles lacking wisdom, double-minded. He said you need to ask of Yah, petition Yah. Messiah said in same context in Hebrews, he offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. What is death if it's not contradictions of double-minded instability? The systems of this world, my brothers and sisters, that unless man gains great discretion, he doesn't discern how his allegiances have not been purely unto Yah and Yah alone. If the scriptures talk about, my brothers and sisters, the need to transcend the precepts and doctrines of men, what is left, my brothers and sisters, but that to be true to Yah, we must all discern what is the pure, perfect will of Yah, that there be no pollutions or dissuasions, contradictions, or diminishing of what is divine word as sovereignty, as sovereign in all things. Yaakov, book they call James, actually declares that if we lack wisdom, we're to ask the Most High, and ultimately, brothers and sisters, ask him for discernment beyond all mocking, beyond all doubt. For it says, the double-minded man, they do not think he'll receive anything from the Most High, because of the double-minded man, he says, unstable in all his ways. Many of my brothers and sisters, that man must do the pure, perfect will of Yah. If a man does not discern, my brothers and sisters, his iniquities, if he does not discern where he has fallen short of the mark, if he does not discern where his perceptions have been polluted after the precepts of men, it does not relate then, my brothers and sisters, that he's overcome the deceiver. The nature of a liar, my brothers and sisters, is it will never tell you the whole truth. The nature of a liar is that he will never tell you the whole truth. He will leave you to hasty conclusions, to draw presumptuous conclusions on your own. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's kind of like if somebody's walking with you, you've never seen a snake before. He said, watch out for that cobra. And he's got a cobra wrapped around his neck. Or he said, watch out for that snake. And he's got a cobra wrapped around his neck. You figure that thing wrapped around his neck is not a snake. Except because he said, watch out for it because it's deadly. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now that your leaders are handling a whole lot of deadly illusions and lies, telling you to watch out for them. But nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, hey, not only do they handle them, not only do they trust in them, but if they would, my brothers and sisters, they would have you stung with their venomous poison as well. Hard words, I know, but nevertheless the truth. What else is it, my brothers and sisters? I said, what else is it? When you read such scriptures as those, Isaiah 44, it says their imagination is dull and they cannot deliver themselves. They feed upon ashes, some texts say. In other words, they trust in the illusions of their own heart. Even things destroyed, my brothers, is innately destructive. Their imagination is dull. They cannot deliver themselves, nor see that in their right hand what they have trusted is falsehood. There's a reason why the scripture says, my brothers and sisters, come out of Babylon, O my people. Come out of all my people, lest you become partakers of our sins, smitten by our plagues. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, if you knew something was about to be torn down, if you knew it was a plague, if you knew it was an infectious even unto your death, would you have to be told to come out of it? Remember I told you the nature of a liar is that he will never tell you the whole truth? Think about it. You have 30,000 denominations out here that call people to churches. Have they taught them the whole truth or pieces and parts that are contentious one against another, that there can never be peace among them? Not total peace, nor total agreement. Do people really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High gave by his grace sanction and license for men to curse his name, misrepresent his name, after a multitude, my brothers and sisters, of pretenses? That men could call themselves or say that they serve the Most High, say that they are servants of the Most High, according to their own will? Not knowing the will of Yah, not knowing the command of Yah. Well, there's something that needs to be looked at, my brothers and sisters. I spoke a word on last evening that I know needs to be examined to another dimension. I said some words that I know some people might not have liked, but my brothers and sisters, I guarantee you they were said out of love. I guarantee you, my brothers and sisters, they were said in truth. I guarantee you also, my brothers and sisters, that the words that I offer could be the salvation of many souls if many are willing to hear it. That, I promise you. There's a great truth, my brothers and sisters, that men have denied and by and large forgotten for so long, that if men were brought again to be reminded of this truth, Many would prefer to believe that this is a word somehow now inviolable. There's a pack of lies also, my brothers and sisters, have been taught so long that the greater portion of the masses hold them dearly to be as if they were the truth. But the end result, my brothers and sisters, the wages of this sin is not life, my brothers and sisters, but delusion. The scripture says those who believe lies, 2 Thessalonians says those who believe lies should be damned. There's many ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Shall we not then, my brothers and sisters, seek to discern far better beyond this confusion that is called Babylon? This matrix, my brothers and sisters, a mass illusion that have left men with so many misrepresentations. I said so many misrepresentations of the truth that men have not discerned that what they have trusted in is exactly that, a misrepresentation. So many denominations, my brothers and sisters, having promoted a partial and polluted standards, contentious one against another, seeking to persuade the people. But my brothers and sisters, and everybody's selfish ambitions, seeking to exalt themselves, how many have understood, my brothers and sisters, that after a while, so much truth is lost that men seek to exalt themselves instead against the Most High himself? Shall we not discern beyond this? We talked the other night. I'm just going to get right off into the meat of the matter. We spoke on last evening in particular about how the gospel message, yes, it relates to the sovereignty of the One Most High, the pure, perfect will of the Most High. We talked about the idea that Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's not just his command. Did you find something written on a page, my brothers and sisters? That's the right understanding of his words. For to know what is said and not know why is to miss the point. If I need to write something down and somebody has a P- together, say I need a P-N, do they know that I need a whether I need a joke or whether I need something to write with or pen, something to stick something on a wall? Huh? Do they know the difference? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There are truths that because men have not considered the full content of what is expected, I said because men have not considered the full content of what is expected, what men have thought to be the command of the Most High unto his purpose, have only been beguiled to walk after something else. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to hear me, and I want you to understand me. We talked about how, as I said before, the gospel relates to the sovereign will of Yah. What did Messiah say? Go forth and teach all nations. All power from on high has been given unto me. How about kingship, rulership, and authority? Jurisdiction. All rule from on high has been given unto me. Go forth and teach the nations. Wow, that means tell them about a rulership beyond all the kings. Yes, indeed. Go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. What do you say, my brothers and sisters, about baptism? It was actually, if you, for those who understand it, it was a public declaration that men say that the name under which they were baptized, they say that there is no other salvation. How else, my brothers and sisters, can they say that what they have been baptized unto is pure? Can you have a multitude of contradictions in purity? Absolutely not. Baptism was an open declaration, my brothers and sisters, saying that what man had allegiance to before was corruption. You say, go forth and baptize all nations. That means teach them, my brothers and sisters, after the rule and the discipline of the one Most High, everything he commands, beyond all the foolish, partial, perverse, and polluted ideals of the kings. It's no different, my brothers and sisters, what's written in Isaiah 11. But it says, the Messiah will come after the Spirit, after the anointing, after the kingship offered in the Most High. He will expose the lawless. It said wicked. Lawless means those who declare lesser standards, preferring unrighteousness. He will expose and destroy those, my brothers and sisters, who dissuade the people after lesser standards. And the scripture says the islands shall wait for his law. The scripture says his rest shall be glorious. His peace shall be glorious. To him shall all the nations seek. I'm seeking beyond all the kings, my brothers and sisters. And my brothers and sisters, says peace should be glorious, like the light of the Most High that is invariant with no shadows of changing. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that at that time Israel too has been scattered among all nations shall transcend every allegiance among the nations and shall be one, true to the instant that the Most High has declared. A second time, it says, gather his people. In the first place that he talks about is all the areas that were once part of the ancient Parthian Empire. Who's ready to understand the meaning of this? Because obviously then, if the people must be brought back from the nations, because the nations, my brothers and sisters, are quite deluded. The nature of polytheism, my brothers and sisters, I hope you hear me. The nature of polytheism. Is that it mandates that men accept an indiscriminate concept of deity after a multitude of ideals, whatever the people say go. And that's the law of such a polytheist kingdom. And my brothers and sisters, such plurality can never be true to the will of one. Never, I say, be true to the will of one. Never to be true to the first commandment of all. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. And because humanity has forgotten this, my brothers and sisters, they have been duped. I said duped. Even damn, my brothers and sisters, after what the nations of this earth have called indiscriminately wise. Hard word, nevertheless true. What scripture say about the gospel? How beautiful upon the mountains over all the nations? is the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings, the whole word. I didn't say an indiscriminate, immature, hasty conclusion. Who publishes peace, the word for peace also relates what is complete, the whole word. And says unto Zion, Ah, Yah reigns. In other words, those who would serve the King of kings, following the Lamb wherever he leads. Sion, my brothers and sisters, the faithful flock, Ah, Yah reigns, and it is to draw his people back to him. Who will understand this time? The gospel of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is a sovereign word. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand it in its time? So, let us understand something. Look at Isaiah, for instance. Isaiah, 41st chapter, speaks of Messiah having to shut the mouths of kings, shut them, the multitude of their arguments against the greater righteousness of the Most High. To my 41st chapter of Isaiah, around the 21st verse. And the Most High looks upon them and sees that they cannot declare the pure word according to what has been declared of old, what is and what shall be. And he calls them an abomination, saying then, if I hope you understand this, that their teacher was another. And so I said, watch out for false prophets, false doctrines then. Those who preach partial words, crying out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform or declare fully what is the will of the Father. And Messiah said to those who thought after such as this, that they had prophesied, preached in his name, cast out devils and illusions. He said concerning them, that will come forth sin, did we not in your name do many wonderful or inspired works? And Messiah will say to them, in effect, I was never your teacher. My brothers and sisters, Messiah will declare to so many of your rulers that he was never your teacher. Who has been teaching you through them? I want you to think about that, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 41st chapter goes on saying that this one who was concealed, they put down the word north. The word, my brothers and sisters, actually relates him who is concealed, Kathah. And he will trod down the princes of the pot of treads clay. He's going to expose all their unrighteousness. Because he beheld that among all the leaders, there were none that could declare that he is righteousness, that he is righteous and what is right. That his word exceeds that of the kings. None discern the word, my brothers and sisters, from on high. They claim, declare the sovereign word of the Most High. If he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that Yah has declared, everything he has declared, then it's talking about the sovereign word that is called the gospel of the kingdom. And I do not mean the kingdoms of this earth. And he said, go forth and teach all nations. In fact, disciple and convert all nations. What the scripture said? The word of the Most High, the law of the Most High is perfect, and it converts the soul. But we're not talking about, my brothers and sisters, man being converted unto Yah after any of the various principalities and powers of this world. So what is the scripture really saying when it says, I beheld, there was none who brought good tidings. So therefore, Most High sends someone. He sends a who brings good tidings. For even Most High beheld, there was none that if he asked a question, could give an answer, an acceptable answer. They all wind and vanity. In other words, tainted after the kingdom of this world. So it talks about Messiah coming forth in Isaiah 42, saying, behold, my servant, my letting of my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He will appease Yah. He will bring forth justice to the nations. Who is that one then? Isaiah 41:25, it says, I stirred up one, I raised up one from one who is concealed. From the rising sun, like he will come like the rising sun, even the rising sun that the whole world has sought to obscure and conceal. And in the brightness of his light, the kings and rulers who have sought to keep the people in darkness should be trodden down like mud of the pot of treads clay. What does it say in Isaiah 41? He gave him to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. So he says, keep silent before me, O you owls, that my people renew their strength. He says, his voice, his words, my brothers and sisters, because of him, kings should shut their mouths. But that which the people had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who can believe his report but those who seek beyond the kings? What shall be silence concerning the kings, my brothers and sisters? all their futile arguments against his righteousness. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. What is the mystery of the gospel message to the world that will be related to all the nations when Yah performed his plan, the plan that he foreordained long ago? Read Isaiah 25 and understand. The plan that is revealed, my brothers and sisters, on the article, in the article that I have on my website, it relates to all the scripture that you can find it for yourself. At this article, at this URL on the web, I tell you now, you truly need it. www.hiddengospel.com/THECity. Article called Secret City Prophecies. There's another article that you truly need. hiddengospel.com/early-church-origin. Early church origin and expectation. I dare to say that without knowing what it was the church, what really truly was the origin of the early church, what was their expectation? My brothers and sisters, man has turned far from faith and not even known it. If all men know is a scenario taught by men, have they indeed had the faith in what Yah himself has decreed and said in advance? And so many times in the scriptures that the rulers would not teach. Hey, say, how can they hear if there's no one to preach? He says, faith then must come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. Isaiah said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice, meaning that if the rulers, my brothers and sisters, don't preach, even if you do have someone who does, you still need to hear from Yah to discern the truth of his word. Faith comes by hearing, my brothers and sisters, the word from Yah. True understanding of the scriptures revealed by a prophet, a word revealed by a prophet, demands the spirit of Yah to comprehend. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to hear the gospel that they may follow the Lamb wherever he goes? Think about it. How many are reading the scriptures today? But of all those who read the scriptures, who's prepared to follow the Messiah himself? A whole lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, are going to sit back when I was Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist, Hebrew, Israelite, whatever they want to call themselves. Jew, Gentile, Islamic. A lot of folks going to say there were all kinds of things, reading what is called scripture, and having their own interpretation when Messiah comes and declares the truth. Many of them will not be prepared to hear them. In fact, they will argue against that truth simply because their leaders hadn't taught it to them before. Well, we've been talking a lot about the kind of thing you might find if you go to hiddengospel.com, early church origin and expectation. If you go to that article and look at what's there in that picture, the imagery that is there. A lot of imagery in that picture, my brother and sister, that tells of a scenario that most have dared not to preach, even though the scripture said the true minister of God will teach you everything. The true minister of Yah will teach you everything. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. In that picture, you will find a white horse rider. Actually, white horse rider, white garb, white robe, having a bow, a crown, sword, quiver on his back, double-edged sword. You find that he stands before what is a dried riverbed. In the background, you look close, you'll see a city that seems to be threatened by devastating weather, tornado, lightning. A city in the background. Note the skyline. Note closely the type of garb of the white horse rider. Some of you might recognize it. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that picture paints a graphic depiction of great prophecy that's contained in the scriptures concerning the coming of Messiah. And most, my brothers and sisters, have dared not know. But in that this word has been hidden, my brothers and sisters, think about it. The gospel declares the sovereignty of Yah. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that because they didn't teach you about the secreted city prophecies, because they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, about the true gospel that declares the sovereignty of Yah, they really haven't even really taught you what is the grace of Yah. They haven't really taught you the gospel at all. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. This might sound hard to say this. It might be hard for people to hear. Think about it. According to the scriptures, Messiah comes to destroy what is called a city of confusion. A city of destruction is called confusion. In other words, a city that has become so obsessed with a multitude of its diverse ideals that all it can do is confuse men to stand against the will of Yah himself. If we know that this scripture declares that Messiah comes to destroy confusion, I would ask the question, my brothers and sisters, should we continue in world of confusion? Should we continue in the sin of world of confusion? A multitude of diverse standards that cannot declare the will of one, separation, division against divine vision, pretense, hypocrisy. Should we continue in sin, expecting that the grace of Yah may abound? That the favor of Yah may abound. Think about it. What does Malachi 2:17 say? He said, you wearied or dishonored the Most High with your words. How about a false gospel? And that you say, a word that does not declare the sovereignty of Yah, whereby men seek to exalt themselves and hide their treachery. Think about it. You wearied the Most High with your words. False doctrines, false gospel. And that you say, everyone who does evil is good. In the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such. Wouldn't man ever believe the Most High gave men a license to curse his name and misrepresent him? As if men say that, where is? As if he would never come. The Holy One, my brothers and sisters, the righteous judge, who judges according to righteous judgments. And the scripture says to show men that you should have been waiting for something much more discriminate. It says the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to the temple. Oh. He says he shall purge. How about rebuke the sons of Levi for all their indiscriminate words. Whereby they have dishonored him. I can hear the people saying, now when have we dishonored him? Well, that's what you need to find out. Because men have not honored the name of the Most High according to all that is his contract and all that is his covenant. And the scripture says in Malachi also that the priest will be humiliated for being partial in the law, treacherous against the covenant, therefore causing much contention between brother and brother, causing men to worship after the ways of false gods. Hey, false standards. How about fallen, incomplete doctrines that cause men to be hasty in their discretion? I said they cause men to be hasty in their discretion, whereby they argue after a multitude of partial standards against the full will of the one. Brothers and sisters, that's not the gospel of peace. That is false righteousness. And the scripture says those who prefer unrighteousness, and the word false also means that which is partial or polluted, a misrepresentation. 2 Thessalonians alone said those who have prefer unrighteousness, who have not loved the truth, did not say they'd be saved. Said to be damned. What about the scriptures that talk about the idea to blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Or insult, disrespect, irreverence, refuse to respect the reference point declared by the Holy Spirit. The scripture says, one who does so should not be forgiven, not in this world or the next. That means, since the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, that whoever of them, my brothers and sisters, will reject that greater teaching to exalt themselves. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, scripture says they have insulted the Most High. And in Hebrews, I can only tell you in Hebrews, it says if a man sinned willfully, or let's just say, seeks to oppose a fallen standard after receiving the knowledge of the truth, the grace of Yah, he's blessed in the spirit of grace, and he's ready for the fiery indignation that consumes adversaries. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, man is considered an enemy against Yah if he is granted the grace of the knowledge of Yah? The gift of the Spirit that teaches all things, and he dares to seek to exalt any lesser ideal? One scripture says it another way. I marvel at how quickly, how about Galatians 1 and 6? I marvel at how quickly you turn away from the gospel, turn away from the truth of Yah, turn away from the gospel into another gospel, which is not. And I say, I tell you, if an apostle or an angel from heaven should come and preach to you another gospel, he said, let him be accursed. Meaning that there's only one gospel, my brothers and sisters. There's one word that declares the sovereignty of the Holy Kingdom. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, declares that Yah reigns. I didn't say a multitude of men declaring a multitude of diverse standards of peace. 30,000 denominations out here does not declare the sovereignty of the one king. The question is asked in the midst of all this confusion, when Messiah comes to declare the sovereignty of his kingdom beyond all the rule of the nations, who will be willing to hear him? Isn't it time we understand, my brothers and sisters, there's about to be a weeding out of things here? The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, he did not say that he delights in a multitude of corrupt ways. He did not say he delights in man's misrepresentative words. He said you dishonored him with a multitude of your corrupt ways, and that you say everyone who does evil, something deviant, something not pure and perfect, you still say it's the Most High delights in it, favors it. Now, my brothers and sisters, that's the concept of grace, and I want you to understand something. Since the gospel declares the sovereignty of Yah, and they taught a word to say the Messiah gave his life for sins, as if to say that men could walk after all the various fallen standards of this world, that has only been a trick that you don't recognize, my brothers and sisters, the sin of those who have left you without understanding. The trick of those, my brothers and sisters, left you partial in your perception, so at the end of the day, you would sit back and argue against Yah himself, against Messiah himself, were he to tell you something beyond what is seemingly common and wise according to the doctrines of your church. Oh, they didn't even tell you the definition of the word church. Because if you really knew the definition of the word church, you would understand that what most people call so-called church or temple hasn't been true to Yah at all. You need to look at that article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Expectation. hiddengospel.com/early-church-origin. In the chat, you need to check that out. I guarantee you, my brothers and sisters, there's some things that will open your eyes. But what else is the gospel to do, my brothers and sisters, but to open the eyes of the blind? However, there are so many who are unwilling to admit their lack of insight. But the scriptures tell us, if anyone one of us considers ourselves wise after what's called wisdom in this world, say, let us consider ourselves a fool, then we might become wise. Most I know, told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving all things consideration, has not been wisdom at all. The gospel declares the pure, perfect sovereignty of Yah, which no man has the right to change or add anything to the contract of that sovereignty. Say that it's sovereign means it's unaffected by the rule of another. Have men heard a word, my brothers and sisters, that is holy and true, purely unto Yah, untainted or constrained by the will of another? Think about it. The secret of city prophecies that talk about Messiah coming to a city is called the city of confusion. That in the destruction of that city, oh yes, you need to look at that article, that in the destruction of that city that he has warned that would not listen. Zephaniah 3 makes it real plain. Isaiah 24 through 27th chapter makes it real plain. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10 makes it real plain. Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19 is the key of understanding that prophecy throughout the entire Bible. You need to look at that picture that I put up on Early Church Origin and Expectation at hiddengospel.com and understand what I'm talking about. How many times over and over and over in the Bible this is spoken of. How the scriptures talk about how Israel shall come out of Babylon, come out of this confusion, come out of the matrix with invisible walls, because men have not discerned what is expected of them. So if they didn't know what they should have had, they never knew they were robbed and blind. Scripture talks about Messiah coming to rebuke both church and state, city and the temples, for all their short-sighted words, adversarial against his greater truth. And when that city is destroyed, it talks about it being a signal that all Israel knows it's time to come home. That's in Isaiah 66, 6, 1 through 6 and 15 verses concerning the redemption of Zion. But who all wants to understand that? It talks about Messiah coming out of that city of confusion to expose the whole world and all its kings, finally to establish the city of peace, Jerusalem, and righteousness again. How is it that they didn't teach that to you? Think about it. If Messiah comes to expose confusion, shall remain in the confusion? Receive the grace of Yah? Shall we continue in sin, a multitude of divisions, causing confusion, debate, doubt, not knowing what is what? And expect favor when the Most High seeks to show us better? You think that when Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to expose all the unrighteousness of this world, that those who still seek to uphold the multitude of delusions, illusions, pretenses that men have called wise in this world will be called faithful? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. One scripture says they will pervert the grace of Yah, therefore denying the only Lord and only Savior. Look at Yehuda. How about the idea then, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah declares the absolute will of Yah. Grace of Yah reveals by His Holy Spirit a pure and perfect word, teaching all things, no lying, and rebuking all sins. One standard. But have they taught you, my brothers and sisters, instead, what do they say? You're not under a law by grace? Not under even under divine law by grace? You mean to tell you nothing to maintain order because you're under grace and everybody can walk their own way in their own opinion and still call it a covenant? I've said it before, my brothers and sisters, the pagans didn't have a word related, a word for law transcendent their own. What Scripture really means when it says not under the law but under grace, it means you're not under this wicked system, this lying, perverse, false, instructive system. Because the Most High has revealed His law upon your mind and your heart that you might be His people. What Scripture says, Him whose law you obey, His servant ye are. There's a difference between the law of sin and death, my brother and sister, and the law of spirit and life. There's a difference between understanding the words that they appear on the surface and the Most High revealing line upon line, precept upon precept, height, depth, and breadth, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. If one baptism declares in open-heartedness to the one faith that transcends all the lordships, the corrupt lordships of this world, how is it, my brothers and sisters, people say they got 30,000 baptisms, all of them supposed to be wise? Now, my brothers and sisters, it's time to see better than that. Shall we continue in a world of confusion that Most High accepts this corrupt offering as favor? Most High offers us the knowledge of the truth. Shall we sin willfully? Shall we deny the truth and expect His grace to abound? Read Hebrews 10:26-31 and understand. Shall man prepare for the righteous Savior who destroys confusion by serving and preserving deceitful mass confusions? Besides, so if you love me, keep, guard, defend His commandments, His sovereignty. And that means against all the confusion of this world. That's why the Scripture says the spirit of truth, the worldly. How about those who prefer unrighteousness, who prefer differences, who don't desire an autonomous sense of what is divine authority, who hates the truth? He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly. Those who prefer indiscriminate thinking. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly will not receive. They never accept the whole testimony. If they seek to be double-minded rather than revering Yah as one, how could they ever keep His command? He said, I make no request for the worldly. In other words, those who don't want to know sufficient dimension of truth to be true to Yah. He said, I make no request for, but those who are willing to accept His word, His command, His sovereignty. That His kingdom, my brothers and sisters, be defended, and I did not say adversarially through selfish ambition, denied or rebelled against. Remember, the Scripture says the Savior comes to those who return from transgression. Read it for yourself, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59:19 through 21, that His covenant should remain in the mouth of your descendants henceforth even forever. The same thing as in Romans 11:25 through 12 and 4. Shall men Think then Messiah comes to those who would prefer to maintain transgression, false doctrine, sin against the perfect word, the doctrines of false prophets who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully the will of the Father, to leave people unto subject on a multitude of divisive status quos. One over one is one, but when you start dividing that one by all the multitudes of people and all the denominations across 192 nations, my brothers and sisters, that is division against divine vision. Do you really believe the Most High gave men license by his grace and favor to curse his name, to misrepresent him? And if not, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah reveals an absolution that you might honor him. If you're not under divine law, my brothers and sisters, whose law are you under? Realize how they laid the trick. A false law, my brothers and sisters, is not a constant. Or do people really believe that confusion shall reign forever? Like I said, the signal declared by the city of confusion and its destruction. 24th chapter, Isaiah. City of destruction. How about reading 24, 10 through 16? How about Isaiah 25, 1 through 3? O Lord, thou art my Yah. You performed plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. You made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. A palace of strangers will be a city no more. Therefore, the cities of ruthless nations shall praise thee when men see the great, really exceeding righteousness of Yah. And it says, the men shall say in that day, behold, this is our Yah, the righteous one, for whom we awaited. We rejoice and be glad in his salvation. He will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. He will cast aside the veil, pierce the veil that has covered all the nations. People finally see that beyond all their rulers who have sought to constrain the minds after their short-sightedness. So more concerned with their own rulership that they denied the sovereignty of Yah. How could they ever preach the gospel? Isaiah 41, we talked about it last night, how many, so many scriptures says, Messiah says, Isaiah 41, relative to Isaiah 61, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. The Spirit of Yah, he's anointed me to open the eyes of blind, to release the captives, release the prisoners that are bound, bind up the brokenhearted. My brothers and sisters, it is the king that must preach again the gospel, because believe me, 30,000 denominations preaching something different is not preaching the kingdom of Yah, nor the peace of that kingdom. Think about it. Isaiah 41 speaks about how Messiah must come to preach the gospel when the whole world has not. Revelation 14 says the same thing. I saw an angel preaching the everlasting gospel to every nation, tribe, kindred, and tongue, therefore declaring a rule beyond all the kings. If men have not discerned a rule beyond their rulers and kings, my brothers and sisters, have they really discerned the gospel? If men all interpret the word as they will, according to their own opinion, have they even had what is called truly a holy covenant? My brothers and sisters, it's time to let this no longer be a mystery to you. The scripture says, let it not be a mystery to you that blindness in part is befallen Israel to the time the Gentiles comes to an end. Meaning that while Israel is scattered among the nations, Israel is blind to her sins. Let this not be a mystery to you, said, lest you become wise in your own conceits, the conceits of the nations, and you remain blinded, my brothers and sisters. This is a warning to Israel. This is a warning to all the Gentile nations. Because Israel is blind, my brothers and sisters, among the nations. What are the nations? The gospel is the gift of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that releases those who are left expecting as oblivious prisoners. What does it say in Isaiah 42? He magnifies the law and makes it honorable. Men have not discerned, however, that their leaders were blind. Hidden, the people hidden in prison houses, burned and knowing it not. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, wiser than men, beyond the surreptitious snares of deceitfully unscrupulous kings, priests, rabbis, elders, whatever they call themselves. It teaches the way of the one king and the sovereignty of his kingdom, which should not be ruled according to the vicissitudes of man. And if a whole world has grown unscrupulously, dishonorable in its doctrine. Most High is not destabilized by the misconceits and compromises of men, and it is still he that must strengthen man to discern with spiritual strength the high depth and breadth of a word, knowing not only what is said, but why it is said, that all might agree on a pure foundation. and understand them as a wise man? What about if they don't understand? Like a man who built his house upon sand with no foundation. Rain came, the wind blew, the rebuke of the Most High and the purity of his word, like an overflowing torrent, like you see in Isaiah 28. He said, the fall of that house is great. Well, brothers and sisters, to know what is said and not know why it is said, as many have fallen short of the law of the Most High. It's not stability. The gospel opens the eyes of the blind, my brothers and sisters, those who are blind in the boxes, the matrix cages, whereby the truth not known left people not unaware of what they had been robbed of. I can only tell you what the Most High told me, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. If the scripture says the gospel is here, it's here to them that are lost, it means it's here to those who fall victim easily to pretenders, who handle the word deceitfully. 2 Corinthians 4. If what men are subject to leaves them subject to pretenders, then, my brothers and sisters, it was never the gospel. And it left them far from free. Messiah said, if you're my disciples here in his gospel, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free from all those who hide the truth from you. It's time to see beyond this damning contrivance that is this Babylonish matrix. As Yah spoke to me, I can only tell you, he told me with a loud cry, you shall see this thing as it is. And I thank the Most High for that blessing, because I can offer that blessing to you. A word that hides them who pervert the gospel, my brothers and sisters, who pervert the knowledge of what is the sovereignty of Yah after the misconceits of church and state, the rule of the nation. That word is not the gospel of salvation. It's not the gospel of all at all. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand it? In Isaiah 30, chapter, around 30:18, it talks about men having partaken of the bread of affliction, corrupt word. And it says, though you've eaten of the bread of affliction, Most High be merciful to you in the last day. He is gracious and he is a God of justice. And it says, he begin to be gracious unto you, and your eyes shall behold your teacher. How about you shall discern past all the multitude of your corrupt teachers when you discern the teacher? And you shall hear a word before you saying, this is the way, turn aside, not to the right, neither to the right nor to the left. For a long time, my brothers and sisters, men have partaken of word that was far less than nourishing. Isaiah 29 talks about how the people have, Well, let's put it this way. It says to be like a hungry man that dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking. He thought he was getting doctor. When he awakens, he finds he's hungry and famished. My brothers and sisters, all I'm telling you is this, what the scriptures have said in Jude, that they pervert the grace of Yah, that you deny that Yah is one and believe that he is true to all of the corruptions of the nations. Amazing. And Messiah will have to come according to the 15th verse of Judah. He said he had to come. Convince men against all the ungodly words, the false doctrines they have spoken. How about all the corrupt doctrines they have been taught? Anybody who would mislead, my brothers and sisters, the people against the righteous understanding of the Most High, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures does not count the friends of Yah, but count them adversaries. Think about it. Isaiah 66, Messiah comes to reprove both what is ultimately the church and state, the city and the temples. And though we're not willing to receive that reproof, he calls them adversaries of their recompense. Isaiah 59 talks about Messiah coming to put upon himself the whole armor of Yah. And whoever will not hear that word, he says there'll be recompense against his adversaries. Hebrews 10:26-31 talks about if the Most High reveals the greater truth, and a man sins willfully or goes after a lesser doctrine, he's ready for the fiery nation and consumes the adversaries. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Philippians 3 talks about growing in the grace of the Most High unto his perfection. And there are many who don't seek this perfect word after the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. And the apostle says, I tell you with tears, they're enemies of, they put down there the cross, but how about the stake of Messiah? Enemies against that burden that we must bear in seeking the truth, my brothers and sisters. and never letting go. Enemies against the very cause in which Messiah gave his life. One scripture says they crucify the Son of Yah again and put him to open shame because they don't seek the perfect word. Read Hebrews 6 and 6 and understand. Shall the Most High be pleased, my brothers and sisters, with those who don't seek his perfect word when he has offered them the opportunity for perfection? Pray, my brothers and sisters, pray hard. The words like the words you hear now. Pray for me, I'll pray for you. In fact, more than you know, I always do. Pray, my brothers and sisters, hard. That words like these are heard and embraced in the hearts of our people, that they might indeed be free. There's a reason why it says, come out of all my people, come out of this matrix, this system that will never tell you the whole truth, this liar. Oh, my people. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand that we've been, how much we've been subject to institutions that will never tell us the full truth and therefore will never teach us the gospel, will never declare us that word that is only really understood by the meek and the humble? Most of you told me words like these are precious, but they're only for the most humble soul because they are a word for those who are willing to submit themselves unto the righteousness of Yah. He said the carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. How about against his sovereignty? How about the absolution of his word? Hey, enmity against the law of the Most High because it wants to break it into pieces that everybody can have their own way and opinion. But my brothers and sisters, that's not a holy covenant by any dimension or any stretch of the imagination. It's because the world, my brothers and sisters, has not discerned what it means that Yah is one and so must be his people. Most have never been prepared for the one gospel, and there is no other. Because men have not been concerned about the discerning that Yah is one, that his kingship declares one authority, one Savior, one being made whole unto the fullness of who he is. Men have not been willing to hear the gospel. The word for gospel, Ba'ah, Ba'ah, in Hebrew, relates a whole and complete word, pure and completion, offering one choice. Hey, like I said, I talk to you now about so often on this show about men having loved this Greco-Roman concept of a Christ rather than a Messiah. This Greco-Roman concept of a Christ who preserves confusion as if he gave his life for men to be confused under their own misrule and under the misrule of their leaders who surreptitiously and treacherously lead them without instruction. As if Messiah gave his life for men not to even have to know what to believe. And today is not sin. Not error. Okay, in other words, you don't know what the truth of the word is before that you got the divine intended. And you say that your testimony is inerrant, and you've already learned how not to lie. Scripture says it's true, children of Israel, Zephaniah 3:13, will speak no lies and do no iniquity. My brothers and sisters, you have to learn what is the truth of Yah to know how not to lie. Because a man, my brothers and sisters, who believes a lie and all he knows is a lie, or a deviant or partial or hasty conclusion, still stands against the perfect will of one and seeks to exalt himself. That's not the gospel. That's not the sovereign gospel that declares the one King of Kings. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, scriptures say again and again that the Most High does not delight, nor does he favor mass confusions. He said the gift of Yah, every good and perfect gift, that means a gift from and to, as Yaakov, James 1:17, comes from the Father of light in whom there's no variableness nor shadows of changing. Sounds like a pure and perfect word, my brothers and sisters. It sounds like a word that in all things is true unto Yah. I didn't say anything added, anything taken away. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets, meaning not to dishonor the law of the prophets. If any man seeks to keep his brother foolish against this word, even the least aspect of it. One scripture says, if any man seeks to make his brother so foolish as to stand against the prophets or what the Most High himself has declared as the law, he said he is guilty of hellfire. The scripture also says, anyone who has beguiled to presume that anything the Most High has declared is not to be revered, denying or dishonoring the law and the prophets, the prophecies of what is to come. The law is a common expectation for Israel and the people. He says, such as the sea by this shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. Why? They never learned the word of agreement. He said, in no case shall they enter the kingdom of God. That means man has to confirm the whole word. I can only tell you that hiddengospel.com, if you want to look at it, hiddenisrael.com with a Y. There's a lot of truth concerning the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, that your leaders haven't told you. Why do you think the scripture says, come out of all my people? My people. My brothers and sisters, there's many who call themselves Hebrew Israelites today. And if you would talk to them about these very self-same prophecies, I'm going to tell you exactly what they do. They prefer not to hear it. But they've gone so long blinded, never knowing them. And now they don't want to be corrected. My brothers and sisters, if they hide the truth from you concerning what will cast out the confusion, what will draw the people together as one, they never taught you the gospel. They kept you in confusion, which means they are harlotrous babbling themselves. Sold themselves out for the money. Sold themselves out for influence. All they're concerned about is what gives them such and such a power, they believe, to persuade the people. And it draws them, let's just say, that change out your back pocket. Oh, they don't want change. My brother says, this was for $1,000. And I can tell you, my brother says, they don't want small denominations if they can get them. Highest speakers, my brothers and sisters, if they can sell it, if the folks can buy it, are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. They don't care anything about your soul, my brothers and sisters. They're only concerned, like the scripture says, for their greed. And the scripture says their greed has left them their dog, like dogs that cannot bark, that cannot see, blind dogs, my brothers and sisters, every last one of them, according to Isaiah 56:9-15:7-1. Now discerning that it's the righteous man that shall escape the wrath that is to come. Why don't they tell you about this, my brothers and sisters? I'd like to ask, how is it that somebody could hear all this scripture that you could look up quickly on my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin and expectation. See that picture that's there and all the mass depiction there and all the scripture that's there. See all that prophecy concerning what is to come to pass in the last days. And yes, I can show evidence in that scripture. If you look at it, things that speak about the scenario that I speak of in terms of Messiah exposing all confusion in order to establish a city of peace. Guess what? That means establishing all the establishing the destruction of all the contradictions. That men might discern what is indeed his word, that there might be peace. Starts at a city, my brothers and sisters. One called the righteous one, one who judges according to all righteousness. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, called the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, Revelation 22:16. I'm talking about the true morning star that cast out all the darkness, even and reveals all the light to the world would seek to obscure. You know, Satan would seek to send his angels as messengers of light, but that's, like I said, my brothers and sisters, the nature of a liar is that he would never tell you the whole truth. He feigns to be what he is not. The true, glorious, righteous one is him who exposes every lie. Who's ready to understand it, my brothers and sisters? Who is it that bore that title called King of the East? Righteous one from the rising sun, or like the rising sun, to cast out all the darkness. Who is that one spoken of in Isaiah 41, my brothers and sisters? When the scripture says they will wait for the Lord to renew their strength. Who is that one that's spoken of? Who is that angel from the rising sun in Revelation 7:2? Who is that one in Malachi called the Son of Righteousness that arises? Malachi 4:2. Who is that? My brother says, who is that one called the branch, Danka, Anatole? Some text translated as sunrise in Zephaniah 3:8. In Zephaniah 6:12. Why don't they talk to you about those things, my brothers and sisters? Those prophecies are all going to come to pass. I showed evidence last night, Revelation. 6:12, great earthquake, destruction of a city. Kings running for cover because they've been treacherous against the word. Saying who should be able to stand with those who transcend the king's treachery. Angel from the rising sun, same thing will be translated, king or prince of the east, king of the east. Prince of glory even. And it talks about him saying, "Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows." In other words, same thing saying Isaiah 48, talking about a people who swore the name of the Most High, not in truth nor in righteousness, except for a moment he would defer his anger, and he would refine his people. And it means refine his people, my brothers and sisters, they bring forth an offering in righteousness. Meaning, "Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows." In other words, he declares an exceeding word. Yah is all that he is, and only those who are willing to accept this exceeding word the world has denied, only they, my brothers and sisters, will be confirmed as steadfast and faithful. And I'm speaking a lot of that word to you right now. How many will be willing to receive it, and how many will reject it? Therefore, to reject not only their own soul salvation, but the salvation of so many others. No love in it, my brothers and sisters. Why don't they tell you about these things? All of this is part of the gospel. Scripture talks about the mystery of the gospel, mystery of what is the sovereignty of the Holy Kingdom. Think about it. Jeremiah 30:10-11 says, "The Messiah is going to make a full end of all nations wherever Israel has been scattered, that he may correct his people justly." How about without distraction? Did they tell you that? Did they tell you that Yah shall reign according to all his righteousness, therefore exposing as foolish all the rulership of the nations? How beautiful over all the nations, over all the mountains, the feet, the dominion? Him who publishes glad tidings and publishes the whole word, the word for peace, my brothers and sisters, is completion. It says unto Zion that I, Yah, reign, meaning that there will be no more obstacle to worshiping Yah according to the fullness that he is. No more constraint after the short-sightedness and the treachery of the mind of the rulers, the kings, the priests, the rabbis, the elders, whatever they call themselves. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Time to see what the gospel truly is. Because if they declare a multitude of diverse ways, they stood against, as it says in Jude, the one Most High Savior. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. This they have done, and most have not understood that by a multitude of corrupt ways they have been so very much so duped. If they taught you the idea of a Christ, my brothers and sisters, who they say made atonement so that you can follow everybody else's rule but the rule of Yah. Like I said, if you're not under divine rule, whose rule are you under? If they taught you that you're not subject to divine law and that there's no absolution, that everybody can walk after his own ways, what kind of covenant do you think you have at all? They told you that they... all you're doing is petition the Most High for the forgiveness of your sins. My brothers and sisters, man was created to have communion with the Most High according to the fullness of his will. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, he told me, if man is subject to any conscience less than his, less than that of Yah, it is sin. It is tribulation. It is not peace. It is misrepresentation. It is hypocrisy. Do you think man represents the Most High and honors the Most High according to his own will? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Why do you ask for that spirit if you don't want the whole word? If you don't want the whole word, my brothers and sisters, that the gospel is. What's the scripture say concerning the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the gospel of the kingdom? If any man blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, he should not be forgiven. Never find atonement. Never find oneness with the Most High, not in this world nor all the next. The Most High is a constant. If the whole world be a liar, deceived, not discerning the truth, compromise, Yah will yet be true. What else does that mean, my brothers and sisters? That the only way for confirmation to be sealed as true unto Yah and faithful unto him is accept the whole word. And if they deny this word from you, this exceeding word, my brothers and sisters, is necessary to make you whole. They didn't preach the peace of Yah. Or what is the whole standard of the Most High, my brothers and sisters? Quite frankly, instead of the gospel of Yah and the gospel of the kingdom of the Most High, they taught you Pax Romana. Yes, I said Pax Romana. It's called the Peace of Rome. And Rome said that the rulers were kept in power because they denied any rebellion because, hey, it was like give the people what they want according to all the diverse gods of the nations. As long as they felt like the ruler was the most favored of all the kings because he had the favor of the most gods. It was like he was power brokering, my brothers and sisters, his confusion, his supposed affluence, like a priest, but not unto the will of one, but unto many gods, and mandated that the people should uphold all the diverse opinions of all the people. Like I said, to be true to Yah is not to compromise after the will of many. Saul did it, and he was opposed from being king. The gospel of the kingdom, the way of the kingdom, the truth, the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is not compromised after the will of many, but is only true to the will of one. Yah is one, so must be his people. I don't know how many ways I can say that, my brothers and sisters. When scriptures talk about the secreted city prophecy, it's talking about the secret plan of Yah, Revelation 10. When talking about the mystery of the gospel, secret city, mystery of the gospel, Messiah is called the concealed one, which means that his righteousness to most is concealed. It talks about mystery Babylon, mystery of iniquity. Discern, my brothers and sisters, that they have not taught you what these things are. They've also hid from you discretion under righteousness, and they kept you blind to what has held you back from the kingdom itself. Think about it. The scripture said, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. How about dissuaded, misguided? You ever stop to consider for Rome to set up that strong delusion that causes men to believe a lie because of the intrusions of the principalities and powers, as is mentioned in 2 Thessalonians, for Rome to stage over the people and deceive the people after a strong delusion? Not only did they destroy many at the point of a sword, but in order for them to stage a strong delusion and cause men to believe a pretense that they should believe a lie to be damned, my brothers and sisters, that they might handle the word deceitfully and men not discern that they were hid in prison houses, it was necessary for them to hide the gospel. It was necessary for them to hide the fact that Messiah comes to expose and destroy confusion, not to preserve it. It means that Messiah comes to expose those who would deny the spirit or the testimony of truth. Comes to expose those, my brothers and sisters, who claim to be wise. Well, let me tell you something. Like I said, the Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. And what makes people think they know, not giving all things consideration, is not wisdom. It's not true unto Yah at all. It's not a love of the truth. It's not a love of the truth. How shall a man be made whole? How shall a man know the difference between good and evil, my brothers and sisters, when he doesn't discern either foundation or what is complete? All of that, my brothers and sisters, is damnable. Offense. It is Babylon, my brothers and sisters. And if they hide this truth from you, I don't care who they are, what they call themselves, they're just another month. Babylon's confused and harlotress, sold out for the money, greedy sons. I say, come out of her, O my people. If they will not speak to you these words, understand, they leave you confused. They leave you confused. They leave you babbling, not discerning which way to go. They set up snares for you, my brothers and sisters, while you stumble in the darkness. He says, come out of all my people. Let's become partakers of our sins. All the multitude of our divisions against the will and the vision of one. And therefore be smitten by her plagues. Because like I said, the Most High is going to eradicate the misrepresentation so that you will understand and know his name. Even know his speech that he speaks. Read it in Isaiah 52, my brothers and sisters. That you discern again was the righteousness of Yah that they hid from you. I think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures in Yirmiyahu, 51st chapter, echo Revelation 18. Come out of all my people, her sins that reach up to iniquity. Flee from Mr. Babylon, her iniquities have reached even up to the skies. So much of that prophecy, my brothers and sisters, echoing the same idea and the same truth. 11th verse, make bright the shields, make bright the arrows, gather the shield. Most High raised up the spirit of the king of the Medes. That's supposed to be singular, not plural. His device is against Babylon to destroy it, because the vengeance of the Most High and the vengeance of his temple. How about the vengeance of the Lord's temple? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. King of the Medes. Who is the one that carries the title King of the Medes, King of the East? Sunrise, Danka. His empire was called Kurdistan, my brothers and sisters. And the scriptures, if you read all throughout the entirety of the 51st chapter of Isaiah, Jeremiah. It says that because of this one that destroys Babylon, it will fall and never rise again. My brothers and sisters, him who casts out all the confusion that men discern and deal with the righteousness of Yah is his Savior. Why did they tell you who the king of the Medes is? Why did they tell you the Hebrew word for Medes is Mahdi? Hey, was not initially an Islamic per se term. It talks about a guided one, an awaited one. Like I said, look real close, my brothers and sisters, at that picture that you'll find on my website. And discern the secrets, my brothers and sisters, they've hid from you from Allah for a very, very long time. Concerning this exposure of the illusions, I'll say it again, my brothers and sisters. It said, I would tell you to consider the nature of this false gospel of grace that the churches have taught. Is not the sovereignty of Yah kept you blind to the treachery of those who deceive you? They handle the word deceitfully and never tell you that fully was the command of the Most High. They call it grace that you don't know His law. If you don't know His law, you don't know His sovereignty. You don't know His command. So I say, if you love me, keep my commandments and maintain the sovereignty of the purity of the way He reveals His words. Say, if they preach you any other word, my brothers and sisters, turned on any other words, say, let it be accursed. Anybody who preach such a thing, let them be accursed. Why don't they talk to you about this? Why don't they tell you the truth about this? You ever stop to consider because they want the leverage to deceive you? And you never know it. My brothers and my sisters, isn't it time to open the eyes? Because they taught men this Greco-Roman Christ, it has no argument against Romanish polytheist confusion, created at the behest of the unholy Roman polytheist, selfishly ambitious imperialist institution. Because they didn't tell you about the one called the Kurdi. They didn't tell you the word they got Christ from was a corruption of the word Kurdi, the righteous one. They took the word Kurdi, which meant the righteous one who judges according to all righteousness, after the purity of the light. No variableness or shadow of changing in it. That's what the words meant to the people in the East. They took that word Kurdi, they borrowed from the people who spoke the Eastern languages. And they turn it into a word that sounds like, I can only tell you that the ancient title, KRS, per se, as it's related in ancient languages, relates light. They took it, and because they didn't know what to do with T's and S's, like look at the word nation, you'll understand what I mean. They took it after a word in the West, Kurites. And it relates a pluralist deity. Look up the what they call the three graces sometime. Charites. They call it Kurites. Charis. Kurites. And they call it the grace you be subject to a pluralist concept of deity and not an absolute. As if, hey, Most High gave men permission to be licentious after all their misopinions. To lie on him and against his oneness and against his peace. They taught a false gospel, my brothers and sisters. They taught a false concept of what is the grace of Yah. Like I said, Jude Yehuda said in advance that they would. Galatians said they were already teaching a false gospel, not of the will of one. Scriptures in Isaiah 41 says about that one called the righteous one, that one concealed, coming from the rising sun, that will expose the kings in Isaiah 41. It says in advance, they wouldn't tell you that either. But all of this, my brothers and sisters, is part of that hidden gospel, that there was a size of difference between those who believe and will serve Yah and those who serve Him not. It's all in your book. It's been there all along. But these people have felt like they've lied so long that nobody's ever going to wake up past this illusion. They've lied so long that the grace of the gospel, my brothers and sisters. And they figure like they're in safe houses. They figure nobody's going to believe that they've been deceived that much. Most High told me, however, men would rather believe a liar than believe they've been deceived. They'd rather believe the deceiver who champions their lies. Even willing to pay men to champion the lies rather than recognize that they were blind. That's not the love of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. Not even a little bit at all. Think about it this way. Did they forget the prophecy at Psalm 78? I said Psalm 78. Let's see if I can go there real quickly. Psalm 78. I got just a few minutes left. 68. Let me go down a little further than that. Psalm 78, 64. Okay, how about there? Let me go back a little bit. It's more about to happen again. It talks about the case where Israel's priests have fallen by the sword. Think about how Rome murdered 60 million believers in the first centuries to silence those who knew the truth. What about the idea about how Rome came and killed up all the priests of Israel that they set in a Sanhedrin, a priesthood hypocritical against the truth of Yah? Said they had no king but Caesar. It's time to think about it. Priests have fallen by the sword, the point of the sword, they turned away from upholding the truth. And the widows made no lamentation. I mean, the people didn't even realize that they were behest of a righteous king or leader. And said, then, Lord, awaken out of a sleep. The Aramaic says he shook off like a mighty man who shook off the effects of wine. He smote his enemies in the hinder parts and put them to perpetual reproach. Sounds so much to me like my brothers and sisters in Hosea, 6th chapter. He said he will smite the false prophets by the words of his mouth, using the book itself to show that these people weren't as inspired as they said they were. Because if they were called by the Most High, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, they would be called to tell the whole word. But my brothers and sisters, all these prophecies relate to the Messiah comes to expose all the unrighteous, that only the righteous one shall, as a leader, remain. And then, my brothers and sisters, shall he call forth the people who will follow him wherever he leads. It's not to the selfishly ambitious, my brothers and sisters. It's the word for the most diligent and humble soul. Spirit of Yah, he says, upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to the humble. He is the king, my brothers and sisters, who will defend the kingdom. Who will understand it in his time, my brothers and sisters? They wouldn't tell you about what is to come to expose all their unrighteousness, which means that they had no intention to submit to him at all. Like one pastor told me, he said it's not about, this was his word. He said it's not about what Jesus said. This is what he told me. This is the word he said it's not about what Jesus said. He said, don't you know for us, we are learning a profession. A series of resumes going to some every denomination with that DDS, Doctor of Divinity, Divine Science, Dumb, Dopey, and Stupid degree that he can take generically wherever it is that he figured like he can get a job. Man's, think about it. You got a wife and you sit out resumes for her and don't even want to go to the same church. Hypocrisy, my brothers and sisters, of a higher speaker. Higher speaker does not remain the kingdom forever, a house forever. The son remains forever. Where are those who are devoted to the house? God. Well, brothers and sisters, my time is just about up. I thank the Most High for every ear that he's brought near. I thank him, my brothers and sisters, indeed, and to his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.
You got